This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean it, too. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the time you spend with us. Thank you for just being part of the process, being part of the solution. Really, seriously. I mean, some people just sit there and yell at the radio and they throw their two cents in and what have you, but they're not doing anything. And I always call you guys out to do something. Otherwise, you know better than the people that are complaining now, are you? Seriously. So the idea is not just to complain, but let's find solutions for this. And if the solution is getting somebody else in there, right, bringing somebody else into electing somebody else into that position, then do it. But make sure it's the right thing. You know, I was having a discussion with somebody at lunch today. And one of the things we were talking about was, you know, the right people for the job. And one person at the table said, well, you know, I always vote R no matter what. And I would say, you know what? That's not right. Don't do that. I'd actually rather have you vote no one than vote for an R that might be worse or just as bad as a Democrat. I listened to a couple of people that are running for Congress recently to speak. They're trying to take out a Democrat. One of the Republican candidates, I'll get to the Twitter stuff in a minute, relax. One of the candidates came out and actually believed to be true that the person was saying, look, I'm not your normal Republican. I don't believe in ripping, now I want you to think about this. I don't believe in ripping babies away from their mothers. I think we need to find a way to make sure that everybody has health care in this country. I mean, right? There's two things that you go, And we need to make sure, you know, I mean, just going down, and we need to fix the immigration problem. What does that mean? If you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know me. When I'm talking about this stuff, it's really simple. You want to fix the immigration problem? I don't want it to take 20 years for you to become a citizen. That's just wrong. We need to look at that whole thing again. I don't have the answers for you because I don't know every loophole it has. What I would do is I would vote the old one out, done, finished. I'd come up with a new one first. And I would work it out for today, where we're at today in the world. And this is how you become an American citizen. And I would lay a whole new plan out. And then I would do it 2 sweeping votes. So one vote would wipe out the old one. And the reason I would do it that way first, right, now put the new one in place and then wipe, because there's always a fallback when you do it that way. But if you wipe out the old one first for that period of time, for that half hour or so, or hour, you technically would have no immigration plan. Technically. Right? Unless you wrote it that it didn't go into effect. But you're giving these guys way too much credit. And then I would bring the second one in. And that's the way to do it. Wipe out the old one, take all the tentacles out of it, all the little bits and pieces of it gone, and write it so that the new one picks up and just makes a clean sweep and makes it right. And then when you say you want to make sure everybody has access to health care, what does that mean? Right? I'm tired of hearing that. What does that mean? Does that mean we'll allow clinics? I mean, look, our previous congressman that we had, and I know some people it makes crazy, but I think he had the right idea. For basic stuff, he would put some plans together for people to be able to go to, I don't know, maybe put little, not clinics, but doctor's offices and Walmarts. And his reasoning behind that was that basically, for all intents and purposes, there was a Walmart within a 20-minute drive pretty much anywhere in the city. I mean, it was one of those things that where you may not be able to find a doctor for 2 hours, but you could find a Walmart. So, so whether it's Rite Aid, Walmart, whatever, there should be some incentive for them to, you know, be able to give shots, basic checkups, maybe get the you know, diabetes medicine or whatever it is. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert at this. But there were basic low-hanging fruit stuff that people have to deal with on a daily basis. It costs us a lot of money to deal with, and it doesn't have to, is what he was saying. But the Democrats weren't interested because the name Walmart was in there. He wasn't writing the wall for, well, writing a law for Walmart, just calling out places like Walmart. Terrible, isn't it? It's funny how the left wants to beat the crap out of Walmart, yet who do you see in there? Right? Those rank and file people that they claim they care about want to take care of. Maybe not so much. Come on, give us a real thought. Maybe not so much. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I love, you know, again, some. I don't want to start the Twitter one because I won't have time to go through the whole thing. And, come on. I just had it up on the screen and it disappeared on me. You don't hate computers. Don't you hate computers? I mean, really hate computers? Anyhow, look, get involved in your local politics. And when I say that, I mean, you don't have to become, you don't have to run for school board, you don't have to run for city council, none of that. Oh, here's the one I was looking for. There you go. It disappeared and then came back. You got to get involved and engaged. Pay attention to what's going on at your schools. Pay attention to what's going on in your city and help the right people win the job. The did you know that according to a recent study, male socialists tend to be very weak people? Now, thinking about it, thinking about Bernie Sanders, are you surprised? Joe Mazzini, your host, will deal with that on the other side of the break. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more happening. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. You know, I was trying to figure out what to call this segment, but I'm not going to. But quickly, I was going to do the story on the other side. I just love it. You know, the weak men are more likely to be socialist, according to a new study. And I find this amazing that, you know, you think the left... We talk about this, right? You know, socialists, because they're really aren't that good in a fight, right? Free markets may not actually have the sincere belief in the power of Adam Smith's unseen hand, and instead have justified belief in the power of their clenched fist. You know what I'm saying? I mean, The left doesn't know how to fight. The right sometimes doesn't know how to be sincere. Seriously. Now, a study has found that weaker men are more likely to be in favor of redistributive taxes. The strong, on the other hand, who in their, you know, caveman-like demeanor, they have no problem controlling both women and resources they have no intention of sharing. And they're far less likely to see the virtue. You know what? I don't totally agree with this story. Because some of the ways they look at they almost look at it like left men on the left are perceived as being weak because they're not as heavy handed. You know, good leaders make decisions. They don't whine about them. They don't vacillate back and forth. They look at what's good for the bigger picture. And that's not always, matter of fact, in most cases, that is not always sharing the wealth. You have to have a leader. You have to have somebody to make the decisions to move forward. You know, if we actually taught history nowadays and showed and taught the kids on how some of these battles are actually won, they're won through decisiveness. They're won through making decisions. And then not just making the decisions, but following through on them. Like, look at the last few presidents who said that they would move. They believed that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. And that's where our embassy should be. But they never moved it. None of them ever moved it, except for Trump. He's the only one. And they couldn't understand why he would do that. How about this? Because he said he would. God forbid. God forbid that somebody actually did in politics what they said they were going to do, right? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Chucky Schumer. We should call this what? The Twitter Twilight Moment. Or Twitter Twilight Zone Moment. I find these things and I read them and I want to get back to them at some point in time. And it's just, they're amazing to me. I sit there and really think, my God, are these people for real? Chucky Schumer has things that he wants the president to do, but apparently Chucky's been in a coma, and he doesn't know that it's already been done. Take a watch. Well, probably should take a listen. What do you think? There you go.
We want the president to do infrastructure. We want our Congress to perform its constitutional responsibilities and create jobs, create income, create wealth for the average American. We can do both. It's clear the president doesn't want to do any of that.
For the month of April, 263,000 jobs created, way better than economists were looking for, expecting only 185,000. Check out that unemployment rate, 3.6%, continues to move lower. Wow. We are now at a 49-year low on the unemployment rate.
I mean, you got to look at this, and you have to think to yourself, Schumer he is either extremely dishonest. Come on. He's either extremely dishonest or he's in a coma. I mean, can you give me something different? Give me something else to work with here because I don't have anything. This is just nuts. And when you, I mean, I love it. Twitter does have, I will give Twitter credit for this, you know. When you throw these 30-second, 40-second, 1-minute clips on there, you catch them in these moments. This is why they hate the interweb. Because it's too hard to scrub it. It's not that easy just to move through it and get these things out of the way. But again, everything Schumer said that he wished the president would do, the president is doing. So is he disingenuous? Not saying that it's been done, staying away from it, or not even calling out it, or just does he think by saying, I wish he would do it, means it will get done, or means that his people will believe that it's not getting done? Representative Hatzler, she requests House Democratic leadership to bring the Born Alive Act to the floor. Vote on children who are born alive after an abortion should be given appropriate medical care. The Dems have refused to vote on that 52 times now. Why? You know, Pelosi and Schumer were screaming at the Republicans to bring these bills out. So is this like tit for tat? I mean, is this kind of like okay, well, you wouldn't do it for us. We're not going to do it for you. Does that really sound like the right and mature way to do these things? Or do two wrongs make a right now? Is that the world we've moved into?
Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the Committee on Judiciary be discharged from further consideration of H.R. 962, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, critical legislation protecting newborns from infanticide. This is the 50th time we've petitioned this chamber, and I ask for this bill's immediate consideration of the House. Under guidelines consistently issued by successive speakers, as recorded in Section 956 of the House Rules and Manual, the chair is constrained not to entertain the request unless it has been cleared by the bipartisan floor and committee leaderships.
So, in other words, we're going to follow process. We don't care what you want. We don't care what you think. We don't care what's really good for the country. All we care about is the rules that keep us from not looking like fools. That's what we care about. The Born Alive Act. Are we serious? They are actually having heartburn with this? Man, I tell you what. For some of you who are voting for these people, you better pay attention next time around. Please pay attention next time around. All right, when we come back, I got more of these. Really, we'll call them the Twitter Twilight Zone Hour, because there is so many of these pieces that you look at. Right? Joe Biden thinks that Obama had the best economic moment ever. Well, Mr. Obama did not have the best of economic times. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Let's start with what is most important. This is the most devastating day in the history of Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer following Friday's mass shooting at the Municipal Center that left 11 people dead. The suspect, who was killed by police, was reportedly a disgruntled employee. At least a half dozen other people were wounded. The incident is the deadliest mass shooting in the U.S. since November. The remains of a child found in Arkansas, believed to be those of 4-year-old Malia Davis, nearly a month after she was reported missing in Texas. Houston Executive Assistant Police Chief Troy Finner tells KTRK Malia's parents did not accompany police to the site.
If it is Malia or somebody's kid, the last thing I want to do is take a parent to a scene. That's going to be horrific.
The suspect in her disappearance allegedly confessed to dumping her body in Arkansas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and here. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much more you can do. There's so much more that you can get involved with. All right. I have been playing, I'm doing my what do you want to call this? I'll tell you what. You guys in the Facebook feed. Right? Give me a name to call this thing. Because I'm going to start doing these more often. I think these are great. I find these all the time, and I forget about them. So now I'm going to start piling them up and using them. Right? Because they're nuts, and they make the left crazy, and it makes me very happy that it makes the left crazy. Seriously. All right. Let me see. So, Joe Biden is running around talking about the great job that Obama did in fixing the economy. The great job that they did in fixing the economy. And how Trump has inherited this wonderful job that they've done in fixing the economy. The problem is, he's wrong. Take a listen.
That he oversaw the worst economic recovery in modern history. Wages were stagnant, loss of nearly 200,000 manufacturing jobs. So you can get a good feeling about Joe Biden, but facts should matter a whole lot more than feelings, and we're confident the American electorate will recognize that.
Don't you love it? I mean, seriously, these people really believe that nobody remembers what took place or what went on. Right? It's sick. It's sad and it's sick. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. This one's kind of weird, a little different. Back in 1943, the communists had a plan to take over America. And Edward Griffin warned us how communists would be installed, how they would work, and what they would have going on. Now, it's not funny, ha-ha, obviously. But, and some people get, that's what he does. They say, oh, he's one of those conspiracy freaks, he's this, he's that, the other thing. If you know me, that's the furthest thing from the truth. The conspiracy stuff comes from when they tell you that they're going to do it. You know, the funny thing about it, if you go back and listen to Hitler's speeches before he got in and was elected, and he told people what he was going to do. At times you got to kind of read between the lines, but when you saw what he was doing and what he was saying and what he was pushing, you knew what was coming. He was looking for that perfect race, and he was willing to do what he wanted. Germany was going to be returned to its former glory. You can go through the whole list of things. See what I mean? Let's see. Can I play this? Can I do this? Yeah.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind.
Wow. Ever heard that before? Is that amazing? So the communists had a plan, and they were willing to carry it out, and are willing to carry it out, and continue to carry it out today. Why don't we have a plan? Do we have a solidifying plan for real, or we don't? I mean, I'm asking you the question. I don't think we do. I don't think conservatives, other than take back the Congress, right, secure, support the Second Amendment, the First, I mean, just seriously talking about it, what's the plan? What are we pushing people to do? Seriously, no, not jerking around here. I'm serious. You guys remember when Comey, we quote, Hillary is guilty, but she shouldn't be charged. And she did it by accident. All that was by accident. Wiping all those, they were all by accident. Mueller basically came out and said, Trump's not guilty, but he should be charged. I'm telling you, these guys are drinking. They're on drugs. You know, I love playing around, too, with the... And again, I'm not trying to play on people's angsts, the trouble that people are going through. That's not my goal here. But, you know, you see it go... I'm not going to play that one now. Oh, this one I am going to play, though. So, this woman, God bless this woman, she got up... And she let, what's his name? Justin Amash have it. And I don't know if some of you have seen this, but this is so cool. And she doesn't, I mean, she rips this guy apart. And many of us, maybe you don't have, I don't, you know, I'm not trying to get on your case, I'm really not. Maybe you don't have the same fervor, maybe you don't have the same personality. Okay, I'll put it that way. But, man, I'll tell you what. You don't have to say it the same way. You just have to say it. Most of the time, really, that's all you got to do. You just got to say it. And you put it out there, and you'll find out there's a lot more people on your side than not. You'll find out a lot more people that would be, are, there for you than aren't. Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can play this, because I'm going to screw this up, right? Okay, let's see. So this woman was at a town hall. And she gave it to him good. God bless her.
So you called for the nearly unprecedented steps of impeachment. And at first you gave no reason. I read every single one of your tweets. And then when you were pressed, you finally gave a reason. And you came up with things like discussions of firings that never happened. Rumors of recusal reversals that never happened. Nobody reversed their recusal. And then made baseless claims about obstruction of justice, which I know you discussed it before, but you have to have corrupt intent. So you have to prove that Trump...
Oh, don't do that.
Knew that he was guilty of a crime and knowingly tried to obstruct justice based on that. Okay? You don't have that. You don't have proof of corrupt intent. You further know that impeachment would tear this country apart if it went through and he was removed from office. It would cause a political upheaval in this country, people in this generation have never seen before, possible civil war. You rest safe in the knowledge that that will not happen, that he won't be removed from office. So you get to make the political grandstanding that raises your national profile. You are now a national household name. That's called political capital. And you are hoping to launch your star bigger and brighter than District 3. You just talked about how you did better in District 3 than Trump. Do you want to talk about how the last election you got the least amount of support that you ever have because you haven't supported the MAGA agenda? Now, that's your right to do so, but it's your right to support whatever you want, but you also know that you have no future in this district because of that as a Republican. So you want to go bigger and brighter. And I have my final thing, my question, is why did you talk nothing about the FISA abuses? If you care about the Constitution so much, why didn't you say anything about the year-long violation of the Fourth Amendment rights of Trump and his entire transition team? Every phone call, every email, every personal conversation for a year was spied upon and recorded. And they had no knowledge. And you are laughing. You are laughing about a year-long spying on an entire team of people. Fourth Amendment violated. And you didn't speak about it once. You didn't speak about the FISA abuses, which is currently under investigation. And you called AG Barr a liar without any proof.
God bless her. I would adopt her. If she was up, you know, if she's looking for somebody to adopt her, I would adopt that girl. I would be proud to have her as a daughter. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. She went after him. She had facts. She didn't just start screaming like an idiot. And I hate when you guys do that, by the way. Don't do it. Coming up after the break, we're going to have my favorite. That's right. Pocahontas. She's going to be on. Well, not on with me, obviously. All right? She's going to actually try to explain away, first of all, why we should vote for her, and secondly, why, you know, all that stuff about, you know, her being an American Indian and all that, it's just noise. Don't worry about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the classroom? In the classroom. Can we start all over again? I appreciate the time you're spending with us in the chat room. It is kind of a classroom, though, too, right? You're learning something here, I hope. Right, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live there. Give me your email address. I send out an email a week. I'll let you know what's going on the show and what's coming up. And some of the stuff that we're selling, always good there, too. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. All right. I love this one. Elizabeth Warren. I kind of agree with some of my friends who say, let them talk. Just let them talk. They They do a great job of hanging themselves. We don't have to help them. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to do anything. We just let them hang themselves. It's really that simple. Take a listen to, this is her talking about, she was on a, I don't even know the name of the show, Breakfast Club or something like that. And she's talking about how they nail her with you, how did you know, or when did you first know that you weren't Native American or whatever they're calling it? You know, again, this is great, though. You almost feel sorry for her at one point in time.
So I grew up in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I learned about my family the same way most people learn about their family, from my mama and my daddy and my mm-hmm. aunts and my uncles. And it's what I believe. But I'm not a person of color. Mm-hmm. I'm not a citizen of a tribe. And I shouldn't have done it.
If you had a chance to do it over, would you?
I can't go back. You know, but I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a chance to do it over, you know, would you... She can't answer the question. Why can't she answer the question?
But what I can do is try to be a good partner. And that's what I do.
Partner? What's that got to do with whether you're Native American or not?
Do every day. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in the things we're talking about here.
Listen to her. Listen to what she says that she's going to fix. Right?
What I want to see us do in education mm-hmm. is I want to see us get rid of the student loan debt and make an investment in the historically black colleges and universities. I want to see us in...
You're on a show called The Breakfast Club with three black hosts, three African-American hosts. One happens to be female. I wonder who you're pandering to.
Make an investment in the historically black colleges and universities. I want to see us in housing hit redlining head on. I've got the first housing proposal to just smack straight into that. I want to see us in health care, address health care disparities, and particularly maternal mortality rates.
Wait, stop. Shut up, lady. Didn't the Affordable Care Act take care of that? I'm so confused. I mean, all the stuff that she's talking about, I thought we had a black president. Didn't he fix some of this stuff? So she's only going to deal with the historically black colleges because no other colleges need help? She's not pandering at all, is she?
Right.
For black women, mm-hmm. We got serious problems.
I think you're talking about reparations as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, reparations. I mean, I don't want to forget that now, do I?
What, Native American?
Yeah.
Charlamagne tells me I'm Dominican, yeah. But I don't believe
you. All right, we got to go back. I'm sorry. I just jumped right over there. Here you go. Just for you.
Serious problems.
I think you're talking about reparations as well.
Yeah.
To what, your family told you you were Native American?
Yeah.
Charlamagne tells me I'm Dominican, yeah. But I don't believe
you. You are. How long did you hold on to that? Because there was some report that said you were Native American on your Texas bar license, and that you said you were Native American on some documents when you were a professor at Harvard. Like, why'd you do that?
So, it's what I believe. You know, that's, like I said, it's what I learned from my family.
When did you find out?
Yeah, but you said, he said documents. You had documents. Did you really have documents? Or are you just going to blow over that?
That's what I learned from my family.
When did you find out you weren't?
Well, you know, I'm not a person of color. I'm not a citizen of a tribe. And
We would have never have known that you weren't a person of color. Would anybody ever figure that out? Anybody would have known? Would we not have known that just by is it okay to say by looking at her?
And tribal citizenship is an important distinction. And not something I am. So.
Were there any benefits to that?
No. Boston Globe did a.
Any benefits to what? You claiming you were? I think that's what he's asking. Of course you had benefits to it.
Full investigation. It never affected. Nothing about my family ever affected any job I ever got. Mm-hmm.
When they were all saying that you were. See what I mean? You see, they are the kings and queens of the spin. Come on, seriously, right? They're the king and queens of spin. These people are great at this. They touted her as the first Native American female at Harvard Law School or wherever it was. It's just amazing. And then with a straight face. And they swallow it with a straight face. She says, no, it didn't help me at all. It didn't affect anything I did.
Did a full investigation. It never affected, nothing about my family ever affected any job I ever got. Mm-hmm.
She didn't get a discount in college.
No. It's kind of like the original Rachel Dolezal, a little bit. Rachel Dolezal was a white woman pretending to be black.
Now, this is what I learned from my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, see, this is what I learned from my family. I never checked that out for myself. And I would go back to, I would look there and say, well, wait a minute, you said you had papers. Did you ever have papers? I mean, that's gonna be a great line. We're gonna use that line. I'm gonna cut that out and I'm gonna record it.
A white woman pretending to be black.
No, this is what I learned from my family.
Yeah.
Now,
come on, anybody else? This is great. This is wonderful stuff. I love this stuff. This is great. This is what I learned from my family. And she never answered the question. Did you notice this? She never answered the question of when did you know that you weren't Native American? And that doesn't help, does it? When did you know that? Not a response. You know, well, this is what I learned. God bless. Again, I only can go back to, can you imagine if this was a Republican that answered the questions this way? If this was a conservative that answered the questions this way? They would have hung her out to dry, wouldn't they? They wouldn't let her get away with this like that. You know it as well as I do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I think the irritant for me, more than anything else that goes on, the irritant for me is they don't hold them to the same standard. They don't follow up with the same questions. And it's just so wrong. I don't have enough time to pull off the last one. Where they're asking a whole bunch of students on college campuses if the Constitution is inclusionary. But I will say, what I find totally funny and interesting is you can't get more inclusionary than the Constitution. It's for all people, right? It's for all men. Not men. All people. Now, I don't know how all is excluded. Anybody? Maybe I don't have a grasp of the English language. I don't know. That's a possibility, right? When something says all, where's the exclusion? All. I always thought you had to say like all but. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You'll need it for next time. And then, again, I say to you, look, if you're looking for a way to get involved, right? If you're looking for a way to help this country get stronger, I'm not going to say make it great again, because I believe we are great. And I believe we're great now. But if you're looking for a way to help, you're looking for a way to make a difference, really, seriously, over the weekend, sit back and think. Think about some of the things that get you excited or that you're good at. Look around the city and see where you can get involved. I mean, they have so many programs in some cities where you can read books to kids in the morning at school for 10 or 15 minutes. Who better than to read these kids out of maybe a lighthearted history book, right, to young kids? Maybe, I don't know what it is, maybe there's events going on the weekends. And you get involved in the community. Maybe it's a blood drive in the community. Maybe it's something going on in your church. Voter registration is always a good thing. Find out what that thing is that turns you on. Find out what that thing is that you get excited about and you're willing to help out about. And then go do it. Sign up for it and do it. Really that simple. And once you do that, you're going to find the feeling you get out of is great. Understanding that you're helping out other people is great. And you may find you want to do more. You may find what you want to run for office. Or you may find somebody to run for office that you can help. Get involved, get engaged, and then do it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.